today. It's Tuesday. How'd that happen? Man, the week just flies by, doesn't it? Before I call it Reality Tuesday. And the reason I call it that is because I noticed that I had grandiose dreams every Monday that the week started, and I never got it accomplished. And reality set in on Tuesday about how I was going to make it happen. So welcome to Reality Tuesday. Today we're going to talk about you being a cheerleader, doing something silly, something stupid. We talked about a silly daily last week. Give you something stupid to do today, too. Because stupid's good. I like stupid when it's just fun and playful and gets you motivated and inspired and helps you get stuff done. So today, I'm going to ask you to be a little stupid. Is that okay? You don't have to show anybody else. No. This is all you, all on you. All right. It's a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. The positive boost you need every single day, because we all need it every single day. Does that mean I have to walk around with a smile on my face and be positive and upbeat all the time? Okay, yeah, if you want to. It makes life easier, because have you noticed most people are not like that? What do you do when you get somebody who's just over the top and positive and in your face? You're like, that dude's weird. Man, I wish I could be like that. So you can be. It's just a choice. You decide what to do. One thing is, I'm a practical guy, and if you listen to this show, you know, I'm going to make you laugh sometimes. I'm going to teach you something sometimes. I'm going to slur my words and piss you off a couple times. This is going to happen. I'm going to say a word. You say, you don't need to say that. Well, I just do. I just do. But it would be easy for me to slide in, and maybe you to slide into the evils of life and the realities of life that we live and breathe in every single day, and let that pull you down. So if you ever wondered how I'm always upbeat and how I always look at the world in kind of an optimistic way, it's because I made a choice to do it. And when you make that choice, you start not to see the other stuff. You observe it, see what it is, but you get to make a choice. So decide to make a choice. My name is Scott Smith. I am the founder, because I created this thing, and the host that you're listening to now of the Daily Boost podcast and motivationtomove.com. A very simple mission that I'm on here. You can do tremendous things in a lifetime, but you do them one little step at a time. And over time, it all adds up. And eventually, you get exactly what you want. But the reality is that whether you try or don't try, you're going to end up with something. People say, Scott, I need to work on my legacy. Can you help me work on my legacy? I said, what you've been doing the last 50 years of your life? Well, I've been doing this and this and this, but I need to work on my legacy. He said, well, that's like the first chapter of your legacy. It's already been written. That's who you are. Oh, but I don't want it to be that. Well, start changing and do things differently today. And then I tell people that that's my legacy. No. What happens is you're not going to die one day, and people are going to say, you know what? He was kind of crazy up until he was 50, and then something happened. He changed, became a totally different guy. What a wonderful person. Or what an ass, depending on what you want to do with it, right? It all starts today. Okay. Having a good week. Got some energy going on today. Having some fun. So many cool people in my Facebook group at dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. And I've not done a lot of coaching calls and meetings and things like that. I literally haven't done it. I know we need to get together. I want to see you face to face. We'll do that soon. Hang in there. You know me. I'm just kind of working on my schedule, working on my own life and doing my thing. But we'll get together very, very soon to share, because we're going to be sharing what I like to call a PYOTB moment. PYOTB. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options, hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Now, PYOTB is something that that I picked up from a client I had back in Memphis, Tennessee. I used to be in the video production business. I run a company called Martial Arts Communications. I had to think for a second. It was a long time ago. And my job was to travel to martial arts schools around the country, and I would make what essentially was an infomercial, but the theme of the infomercial was we traveled the country in search of great martial arts schools, and we found one here in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, fortunately, they usually were the best there, but really the truth was, if I'm being completely honest and transparent to you, it was the school that paid me the money to go do the job was the best school we found. And I'm serious, but But all but about 98% of them were the best, and a few just had more money than the others. So life goes on. I was young, okay? But I was in Memphis, Tennessee, talking to my friend Terry. If you are in Memphis, Taekwondo University, he's still there, a couple of locations there. Talking to him one day and watching him do class. And at the end of class one day, the kids are out there. And if you've ever seen a martial arts class, they're all in their pajamas, and I'm a black belt, the whole thing. I've done the whole deal. And he's got these kids, and he pulls their arm. You know how you stretch your tricep? You can do it now if you have the time. You grab your elbow and you kind of pull it behind your head and stretch your tricep. Well, he would do that in class to kind of a cool down for class. And he would say, hey, pull this thing back. And while it's back there, pat yourself on the back. Just pat yourself on the back. Pat your P-Y-O-T-B. And then he kind of slipped into that because he was from the South, Memphis, Tennessee, home of Elvis and everything. He said, and say, I done good. And that just stuck with me. And I started doing it. I started patting myself on the back, setting what we know in the neuro-linguistic programming world, the NLP world, as a physical anchor in my body. So when I would do that, I would instantly feel better about myself. And when I say, you're done good, it was just weird enough to make it feel good. I'm not going to say I'm done good. Well, the truth is, it was just weird enough. It was just interesting enough to mentally catch me and, in fact, set another trigger. So it became one of those things that on command, demand, if you wanted to, I could make my move, as Tony Robbins would call it. I could set a physical, emotional anchor. I could fire it when I needed to. And that became the P-I-Y-T-B moment. Man, why do we need to do this? Why do you need to be your own best cheerleader? Well, up until, what is it, sixth grade maybe, life is good. Teachers lavish praise on you. They, you know, even if you ate the glue in art class, they're like, you did good. It was gross, by the way. Beautiful times. But things change, don't they? You grow up, it's like suddenly you're serious. last year you were in fifth grade, now you're in sixth grade. Let's get serious about stuff. And then when you get your first job, how many of you show up at your first job? You get out of college, you got all the friends going on, you got all the stuff happening, life is good. Then you get a job, you're in a cubicle with 15 boring people sitting around you. And your boss says, you'll have a review at the end of the year. Now, if you're lucky, you got a good boss with a good culture, giving you the opportunity to feel better about yourself and to mentor you and to make you feel good and make you positive, the whole thing. Mentors will help you do that. But the best way to motivate yourself is to motivate yourself, to understand what you're doing, what your dreams are, and to make a commitment that you're going to go after it every single day, no matter what happens. That's what this show is all about. Love me, hate me, disagree with me, whatever. I show up. I had a person on Facebook the other day who said, listen to Scott 16 years ago. It's cool to know this is still a thing. Yeah. I show up because the promise is the promise. Every single day, going to get on it, going to do whatever I can to motivate myself to go after whatever dream I decide I'm going to have this year and just keep on going until I get it. You need to do the same thing. So how do you use a PYOTB? By the way, I do this in seminar and people love it when I do it because they don't expect it. I do the old PYOTB thing and then I take them to the advanced mode. I say, okay, well, you basically pat yourself on the back. You all say, I done good. You ever see 1,000 people say, I done good? It's fun. But then I say, do me a favor, take your right hand and drop it down to your side and then move it slightly behind you a little bit, then extend it out as if it's on the backside of the person next to you. So personally, I can do the PYOP, I can pat myself on my back and feel good, or the advanced version that really gets me tickled is I pat myself on the butt, in other words, slap myself on the ass and make I feel good, right? But imagine what happens in seminar with a neighbor next to you that you may or may not know, and I say, put your hand over there and slap him on the butt, PYOTB, and I don't make them do it, but some do it anyway. And those are the happy people in life. The point is, we're changing your mood into positive energy. We're firing a physical and mental anchor. How do you use it, though? Well, here's how I use it. You get up in the morning, pat yourself on the back, say, done good, and hit it hard and get it in. And anytime during the day, when you feel like you just need to get yourself up, perked up before you had your cup of coffee or after two didn't kick in, just do that. When you have a meeting and you're heading down the hallway and somebody's booked a conference and you got to be down there and you wonder what's going to happen in that meeting. But we know we're going to control your experience and control your emotions along the way, but you slip off in a culverted hallway down the way or go in a bathroom or someplace nobody can see you and just say, I done good, and slap yourself on the back or the butt, whichever you, PYOTB is how I say it. I know it's silly if you haven't done this before, but you have. You've done it in other ways. There are things you do, rituals you do every single day, physically and emotionally and even intellectually, to get yourself fired up and ready. You got your mantra, got your word, right? You got your post-it note stapled to your forehead so you see it when you look in the mirror and remind yourself what you were doing that day. Man, oh man, oh man. There's power in that PYOTB. There's power in having some fun with yourself. power and believing in yourself and believing that you are your own best cheerleader. Yes, you need everybody's help, including mine, to get where you want to go, to keep you on track, keep you between the lines, make you think a little differently, frame you up a little better than you were maybe a minute ago or 10 minutes ago in our case. But at the end of the day, it's all up to you. You got to do it yourself. You are your own best cheerleader. Be it. Don't sit around waiting for somebody else to make you feel good. Pat yourself on the butt and scream, I done good. There are just a few people joining me for the very first time saying, this guy just told me to smack my neighbor in the ass. What's this guy talking about? It's like this guy was talking about donuts last week while I was at the gym. Yes, it happened. It did. Life is interesting. How we combine how we think and get ourselves to move forward is the magic. You got to talk yourself into things sometimes, don't you? All right, PYOTB on. Tomorrow, I'm going to take you down a road I talk about occasionally because I'm tired of to-do lists. I don't actually have a to-do list. Haven't had one for, oh gosh, 15 years maybe. How do I keep up with everything that's going on? You must have a to-do list. No, I don't. I do not have a to-do list. It's never called a to-do list. I don't act like that. Okay, I'll tell you tomorrow, okay? See you at dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Come say hi. I'd like to get to know you.